This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Paul McCartney announced that the Beatles have disbanded, while at the same press conference he announced the release of his solo album.
Want to let you all know that we are no more. I'm working on an album.
That's right. And it's on sale at the local Walmart.
And Chad P.
Darling, darling, give me a raise.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and Chad, it's been like I haven't seen you since last year.
A long time, huh?
Yeah, welcome to the first week of 2010, and that's the way we're going to say it, 2010. Please do not say 2010.
That takes too long.
That's right. It's a technology age. Things must get done in a Twitter fashion, quickly, less than 140 characters. My name is Joe Burns. Welcome to the radio show. I'm a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. I've already said his name, but say it again for me, son.
At Chad P.
That's right, in the technology side of things. Since this is the first year of the new decade, and please don't send an email to me, the first year was not a one, it was a zero, and thus the decade does not begin until the end of this. Don't give me that. It's got two zeros, thus it's the beginning of a new decade.
Works
to us.
Me.
We are going to start with the same general idea we did last year. Since this is a new year, it's going to be the anniversary of years that come before.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So 1960 happened 50 years ago,
it
right?
It did, yep.
1970, 40 years ago. 1980,
don't say
30
it. Don't say
years
it. Oh.
Ago. Yeah, that's right. You're 30 years old.
In
right?
a month.
So what we've done is gone back and looked at basically my rock and roll encyclopedia from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Big, thick, nasty book that just comes with dust. I mean, right out of the packaging, it's got dust on it already.
Put it in a Ziploc bag. So you can right. sprinkle it on the top.
Still has dust on it. So what I've done is figured out throughout the year, you're going to hear all these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is the whatever-th anniversary of this. And what I've done is decided to get a jump on all of the news agencies, at least in the world of music,
mm-hmm.
and state that this is the ekth anniversary of these things that happened in music.
Excellent.
So let's go back 50 years.
50 years.
50 years. On March 3rd, 50 years ago, Elvis Presley returned home from Germany after being away for duty for 2 years and decided to start recording again. Went to number one with his first single. Any idea what it was?
Don't Be Cruel.
Nah, just a big, a big, a big, a hunk of love. Will do. Rock School. There's Elvis the Pelvis on Rock School as we look at the year 2010 and what's going to be anniversaries this year. We're back 50 years in 1960. Elvis the Pelvis there for you. May 9th. 50 years ago, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration allowed, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The pill. Birth control.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't work.
Yeah, well, you named your birth control
pill, didn't
you? I
sure did. His name's Jacob.
Yeah, that's right.
About to be 4 years old.
It's 99% effective.
Yeah.
How is that 1%?
We were going to name him 1%. Doesn't roll off the tongue, though.
Hawaii came in on July the 4th, 50th state.
Mm-hmm.
And on April 17th, Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent are traveling from Bristol to London's airport when they crash near Chippenham. Vincent survives. However, Eddie Cochran dies in Bath, London, 14 hours later.
Wow.
Yep, 50 years ago. Here's 20 Flight Rock. Eddie Cochran, Rock School.
Well, I got a girl with a record machine. When it comes to rockin', she's the queen. We love to dance on a Saturday night.
It was also 50 years ago, February 1st, back in 1960, in Greensboro, North Carolina, four African-American students from North Carolina Agriculture and Technical State University began a sit-in at a segregated Woolworth lunch counter. Although they refused service, they stayed put.
Good for them.
There you go.
Good for them.
August 17th, the newly named Beatles. Used to be the Silver Beatles, but now are the Beatles. Begin a 48-night residency at the Indira Club in Hamburg, West Germany. It's where they cut their chops and became a real rock band, and also were introduced to speed. Yeah. And the two leading U.S. presidential candidates, Richard M. Nixon and John F. Kennedy, participate in the first televised presidential debate. And if you were buying records at the time, you had to be taught how to dance.
Huh?
You had to be taught how to dance. August 6th. 50 years ago in 1960, if you went in to buy a 45 of Chubby Checker's The Twist, every single 45 had instructions on how to do the dance.
Get out of here.
Because apparently that is such a difficult dance that you needed instructions on how to do it.
What did the instructions instruct?
How interesting, you would ask, because I happen to have them here.
Oh, please do. Teach
quote,
me.
Quote, imagine you're crushing out a cigarette with both feet while drying your back with a towel. Those were the instructions on how to do the twist.
I can do it now.
Everybody stand up, crush out a cigarette, dry your back with a towel. 2, 3, 4.
Come on, baby. Let's do that twist.
Well, did you do it? I watched you. You got up. You looked pretty good.
I had to go bum a smoke, but yeah, I did.
Bum a couple of smokes.
Right, right.
You're supposed to put out both cigarettes.
That's
there.
A really ingenious way to describe it, though.
It is, yeah.
Why can't CDs come with that? You know, they got that Soulja Boy thing.
Yeah.
Now you got to watch a YouTube video over and over and over again. Just slide a little insert in the CD and let's do it.
There you go. Something that folds out.
Right.
I think you should get one of those little booklets. Remember how you used to, when you were bored in school, in the bottom corners of one of your notebooks, you would actually draw little pictures of stick figures, and when you would flip the pictures, it would show you how to do it.
Yeah, it looked like a little cartoon.
There you go.
Why
something
not?
Like that.
Absolutely.
This is Rock School. As we look back, what's going to happen in terms of anniversaries for the year 2010?
I just can't wrap my head around that, dude. The swinging 60s occurred 50 years ago.
How about that? October 27th, 50 years ago, Ben E. King is kicked out of the Drifters. Why?
Why?
He was complaining to the manager about low wages. He wanted more money. And the manager said, you're fired.
Wow.
You kid, quote, you kid are gonna starve without me. Oh, yeah?
Hmm.
Here's Ben E. King hitting the top five. Stand by me, Rock School.
When the night stand by.
There you go, there's Benny King showing the people with the Drifters.
Darling,
you can make
his
own money.
Darling, give me a raise. I'll
one
go out
more.
And get it.
That's right. One more from the swinging 60s, or at least 1960, 50 years ago. The British Council on Road Safety, as in the UK, stated that you were not allowed to play the song Tell Laura I Love Her. You familiar with the song at all?
No.
About a guy who takes his car out and crashes it, unrequited love, the whole thing. They believed that teenagers would become so enraged with hormones and hear the song Tell Laura I Love Her that it would become a threat to road safety. Kids would be just driving their cars off of cliffs.
Wow.
All over the place. So they threatened that you're not allowed to play Tell Laura I Love Her. I'm not going to play it because, I mean, it is a wicked downer.
Well, no.
Yeah.
You know, if you're driving, we want to keep you safe.
So songs to drive your car into a tree.
We don't need the DOTD, you know, knocking on our door.
No. KLSU, thank you for running this fine, fine radio program. And sorry about that whole Capital One Bowl. Next year will be better.
You know, I didn't even watch it. I didn't have to. I was at my grandmother's house playing cards at the dinner table, and I listened to my armchair coach grandfather. Should have ran the ball.
You knew it was going downhill.
Of course. KSCL is a wonderful radio station up in Shreveport, Louisiana, and they also are part of the Rock School Radio Network.
iTunes. iTunes is where you can get us as well. We're still a 5-star rated podcast. When we get back, we move up to the 40-year anniversary, 1970.
Uh-oh.
Yes. 1 minute, Rock School. This is Rock School as we open up the year 2010, looking at the anniversaries. Now we're to 1970. All of the things that we're going to talk about in 1970 happened 40 years ago this year.
40 years ago.
January 26th, Mick Jagger is fined 200 pounds for possession of cannabis. That's grass
pounds.
For you young kids who are out there. Now, normally I was doing these in sort of a numeric order.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump out of order because this is the one that you know I'm going to see on the news. September 18th, Jimi Hendrix is found dead of alcohol-related complications.
Ah.
It seems his girlfriend Monica Daneman found him dead. He apparently was taking a sleeping pill and drinking red wine, something he had done before in order to go to sleep. However, he was taking a new German brand of sleeping pill, something called Versperax.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch out for them Versperax.
Well, it's apparently much stronger than the American brand he was used to. At least that's the story.
Mm-hmm. You know,
nobody is of the opinion he killed himself.
You believe that?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
There's a belief that she had something to do with it, which I don't think there's any truth to it. I don't think he killed himself. Some people say it was a suicide. I don't believe that.
Why would he?
Well, no.
He wasn't depressed.
No, I think this was a mistake, pure and simple.
Sounds like it.
He did not know the strength of the sleeping pills. He had some red wine. He was not an overt drug addict. Mm-hmm. He was not an overt alcoholic. Yes, he dabbled, but no, he wasn't an overt. And I think he got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he fell asleep, he, I don't know how else to say it, you know, asphyxiated his own, and died. You know, it just shows how quick it can happen. And it happened on September 18th, 40 years ago. And this was one of the songs that would have been on the charts at that time. All Along the Watchtower.
Love
Hendrix.
This song.
Rock School. Still in the year 1970, we have time for a real quick short one before the bottom of the hour. On June 10th in 1970, U.S. President Richard Nixon signs a measure lowering the voting age to 18. Remember we talked about Eddie Cochran during the 1960s?
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
That's right. And
not
Cochran
anymore!
Had nothing to do with it. That's right. September 9th, Elvis Presley begins his first concert tour since 1958 in Phoenix, Arizona at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And the largest concert, the largest outdoor concert of all time up to this point, the Isle of Wight Festival 1970, took place August 26th and 30th at the East Ofton Farm off the coast of England. 600,000 people attend. Artists included Hendrix, obviously before his death, The Who, The Doors, Chicago, John Sebastian, 10 years after, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Jethro Tull, and this man, Richie Havens. Here comes the sun. Rock School.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling.
There's Richie Havens, the man who opened up Woodstock, who was also at the Isle of Wight Festival 1970. 69 is when Woodstock occurred.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, what's the biggest outdoor concert? Oh, Woodstock.
No.
At the time. Well, at the time, but then Isle of Wight came around and was obviously much, much larger. They talk about, you know, 500,000 people being at Woodstock. 600,000. Yeah, so 100,000 more people, literally a fifth larger.
Now, you say Havens point. Opened up Woodstock.
He did.
But he wasn't supposed to.
No, it was supposed to be
Joan Baez.
Yes, he was late.
I learned that here.
There you go. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad B.
Now, this is something we do at the bottom of the hour. We did it last year and decided at the end of the year we would make the decision whether to keep going on it. And...
Yeah,
let's keep going on it. So this is called 7 Days in 70 Seconds. The dates are Monday, January 4th, all the way through Sunday, January 10th. This is outside of the dates we're dealing with on the show.
Yeah.
This is something that happened each day. This week, Chad has Monday. Go.
Monday, January 4th, back in 1965, Mr. Leo Fender sold his Fender Guitar Company to CBS, and they paid him $13 million.
Amazing. 1978, Tuesday, January 5th, the Sex Pistols make their American debut in Atlanta.
January 6th in 1975, that was 35 short years ago, a Led Zeppelin concert in Boston was canceled after fans got into a riot. They were waiting to purchase tickets to the show.
That's right. 40 years ago in 1970, speaking of this date, famed Woodstock farmer Max Yasger is sued for property damage by his neighboring farmers. So much for the summer of love.
He'd be 75 years old this year. Back in 1935, on Friday, January 8th, Elvis the Pelvis, the king, he's born in Tupelo, Mississippi.
I've been to his house.
Have you now?
That's right. I've been to the house he was born at. You know what's right next to it? You know what somebody built right next to it?
What?
A Baptist church.
Get out.
I kid you not. I actually stood in there and listened to a preacher. On this date, Saturday, January 9th, MC Hammer performs the nuptials for Motley Crue's lead singer Vince Neil and Lily Giordani in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then on Saturday, January 10th, 1956, Elvis has his first recording session for RCA after being sold for $30,000 by Sam Phillips of Sun Records. Now, back to our anniversary show.
Yeah.
We're dealing with 1970, 40 years ago from this, the year 2010. On May 4th, Kent State had an awful, awful day. Four students are killed and nine are wounded by Ohio State National Guardsmen at a protest under the incursion into Cambodia. Under the, I don't know what you'd call it, Richard Nixon said, keep them under control. And the governor of Ohio said, I'll use the National Guard. You know, bullets flew.
Wow.
And Neil Young, as a part of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, wrote a song about it. It's called Ohio. It sounds like this. Rock School. There's Ohio. Wrote that in one sitting.
Did he?
Yeah, he got angry at what he saw and walked into the woods, so the story goes, whether the story's true or not, walked into the woods with his guitar and came out and had the song finished, completed, word for word, in one shot.
He's known to do that, though, right? Didn't
Apparently,
he write that?
Yeah.
He wrote that song, Let's Roll, for 9/11.
In one shot.
And really quickly.
Oh, yeah. Back in the 1970 year, one more time, something about the Beatles here. April 10th. Paul McCartney announced that the Beatles have disbanded, while at the same press conference, he announced the release of his solo album. Thanks, Paul.
I want to let you all know that we are no more. I'm working on an album.
That's right. And it's on sale at the local Walmart. Excuse me, what's a Walmart? It's 1970. Also then, on May 8th, the Beatles released their 12th and final album, Let It Be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end of the Beatles, right? Not quite.
No.
Back in 1970, on December 31st, Paul McCartney then sued in Great Britain to literally dissolve the Beatles' legal partnership.
Uh-huh.
So when somebody says, when did the Beatles officially break up?
December 31, 1970.
Yeah, that's really the fight. Mm-hmm. That's really the question. Did it happen in April or did it happen in December 31st? Was it when McCartney said it or was when it
McCartney
was it
sued
when it happened,
it.
Right, when it happened legally. So that's really the fight. So something from their 12th and final album, Let It Be. This is Across the Universe, the stripped down version. This isn't the Phil Spector version. This is the stripped down one. Let It Be, Across the Universe. Rock School.
words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away.
There's the Beatles on Rock School. We're going to wrap up 1970 after the break because I have one more song I want to play. So, hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
And always, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you for running this fine, fine radio program.
Back in a minute with The Sabbath on Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about what happened in terms of anniversaries from the year 2010. We're back in 1970. Everything we talk about is the 40th year anniversary. On February 14th in 1970, the iconic live album, The Who Live at Leeds, is recorded. One other interesting thing about Live at Leeds, at that concert, The Who was given the world record as the loudest rock band ever.
Cool.
They've soon since lost that, but at the time, they were the loudest rock band ever.
Did they happen to have a Guinness representative in the audience, or did they call upon them, hey, come and see this show?
I'm not sure how that was done, but they held, they held the record. I remember seeing a VH1 special one time where a guy wanted to be the loudest guitarist, and they actually had videotape of him and a Guinness record guy.
Yeah.
And he was standing in front of, you know, an unbelievable amount of Marshall stacks, and he had some humbucking pickup pointy guitar, and he was playing, and it was from some, you know, overtly named, you know, Death Tongue metal group, and he held the record for, I don't know, you could probably have timed it with an egg timer before somebody came along and took it away from him. On January 14th, Diana Ross and the Supremes performed their farewell concert together at the Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas, and then Ross's replacement, Jean Terrell, was introduced, and then apparently the Supremes exploded because we never heard from them again. And then finally, the song I wanted to play, Black Sabbath's debut album, Black Sabbath, came out in 1970, February 13th, if you want to be real specific, often regarded as the first true heavy metal album. Here it comes, Black Sabbath from Black Sabbath Rock School.
Now, I don't think that we mentioned this up until this point, but I just asked you this. This is a twofer show, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to continue.
Okay, because I kind of felt like my decade was getting the shaft.
No. I'm going to wrap it up in the 9 minutes we got left.
Right, right.
Welcome to 1980.
Yay!
The year Chad P. Hits the world. What month were you born?
February.
February. Oh, as a matter of fact, we're going to play something for February. 1980. Everything that happened in this year is the 30th anniversary from 2010, so we're 30 years back. January 16th, Paul McCartney is found with marijuana.
No.
At a Tokyo airport. The 11-date Wings tour is canceled. February 18th, Bill Wyman says, I'm leaving the Rolling Stones. Although he doesn't leave till 1994. But at least he said it. And the one we're going to play. What date were you born?
Fourth.
February 4th?
Mm-hmm.
It was February 20th, so 16 days later, Bon Scott is found in South London, died pretty much the same way Jimi Hendrix went, alcohol asphyxiation.
Wow.
His death is officially labeled, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Misadventure.
What?
That's what they called it, misadventure. Bon Scott leaves. He had the album Highway to Hell out at the time, and on the charts was Girls Got Rhythm.
Mm.
So at that time, we said goodbye 30 years ago to Bon Scott. Rock School.
Can we end on a high note, please?
Why?
I mean, well, that's depressing. I don't want to know that I share my birth with the death of Bon Scott in the same month, no less.
Okay, let's skip Iron Maiden. We'll go right to Van Halen because it's a funny story.
All right, I can do a funny story, yes.
May 27th, 1980, okay. And it's a short song. It gives us just enough time. David Lee Roth and the boys from Van Halen go over to Italy to shoot a commercial. I don't know what it was for. I have no idea.
Okay.
But in the commercial, David Lee Roth is supposed to jump off a riser and do one of those scissor kick things where he ticks his legs straight out.
And then, like, touches the tip of his toe
right,
with his hand.
Right, that thing he does, okay. Ballet move. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a mirror ball hanging, and he's supposed to just clear the mirror ball.
Oh, no.
Well, in the shot where he's supposed to do it with a rolling tape,
yeah.
The director decides to lower the mirror ball.
And he face plants it?
Yeah, he nose plants it. What's that thing, that Newtonian law that no two objects can occupy the same space at the same time?
Supposedly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rips his nose apart, blasts it, breaks it in two or three different places. Yeah, there you go. So that's a good one to end on, yeah? David Lee Roth and his broken nose. It didn't affect his voice, which was really awful to begin with. Here's Take Your Whiskey Home, one of the songs that was playing on the radio in the 1980s, and that wraps up this show. Next week, we begin in the 1980s talking anniversaries. See you then. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed. Till next week.
Well, my baby, she don't want me around. She said she's tired of watching me fall down.